Welcome back to Crumb's Carnival Treats. Here we are again with our new episode. Today we are gonna talk about delve into the fried sweetness with deep fried Twinkies and Oreos by Crumb's Carnival Treats by Instant Mix and discounted prices. Let's back to the topic. Fried snacks and sweet desserts are the all-time favorite food items to de-stress and bring cheerfulness within. Having them alone or sharing them with someone only multiplies the glory by leaps and bounds. Here, we are going to give you a quick-to-serve recipe for the most in-demand carnival food snacks, deep-fried Twinkies and deep-fried Oreos. The love for funnel cake Twinkies and Oreos is too special and intense, especially in America, and now almost every age group connects with the taste of both these toothsome dishes. Twinkies were created by Canadian-born baker James Alexander Durer in Schiller Park, Illinois, USA, but deep-fried Twinkies were later invented in a story by Christopher Sella in New York Times. Later, the Texas State Fair introduced these as the carnival desserts, from which this dish picked up an enormous fan following. Oreos, on the other hand, was invented by a company named Nabisco, a Chelsea-based company that created these as an imitation of its competitor biscuit brand Barnum's Animal Cookies, to steal its market value. Who knew this would taste even better than the original ones? So, let's get started before your taste buds go crazy in their temptation. The ingredient list is super handy. This is the best part of preparing this sweet fried snack dessert, that you do not have to indulge in serious shopping. Almost everything is casually present in your pantry. You need Crumb's Carnival Deep Fried Twinkies Mix, Crumb's Carnival Deep Fried Oreos Mix, a pack of frozen Twinkies, a pack of Oreos, vegetable oil, water. The recipe to 10 minutes deep fried Oreos and Twinkies. Put 3 to 4 spoons of the Crumb's Deep Fried Twinkie Mix into a bowl, and similarly put the Crumb's Deep Fried Oreos Mix into another one. By gradually adding water to both these mixtures one by one, make a fine batter with pleasing consistency. A thick, flowy consistency is needed for the perfect crust. Too flowy or too clingy, both will disrupt the faultless taste you need. Keep these batter aside for settling, 5 to 10 minutes are enough. Meanwhile, prepare your frying station. It should be dry and clean. Put the vegetable oil in the frying pan or whatever you are frying into. Maintain a temperature of about 375°F for getting the best crunch of the batter of your Twinkies. You can use a temperature measuring thermometer to ensure perfection. Keep the flame on medium intensity. It is now time to dip and roll your frozen Twinkies and Oreos into their corresponding batters. Do it one by one and make sure that you don't overlay them. A thin, fine layer will give you the ultimate result. Also, do not overcrowd Twinkies while frying. Once turned golden brown, take them out one by one with the help of the spider, which will drain the extra oil, and then put them on tissue paper for further soaking. Voila! You're done. Making the deep-fried Twinkies and Oreos more flavorful, you can garnish these with several toppings like rollover confectioner's sugar for a simple sugar coating. Using a piping bag, your favorite chocolate can be added to enhance the taste. Melt the chocolate for this. Many people relish the combination of hot and cold, and for such taste lovers, their favorite scoop of ice cream by the side of the plate of fried Oreos and Twinkies can be served. Frozen fruits or using your favorite jam or Nutella sauce as a dip for these sweet desserts is another mouth-watering flavor combination with Twinkies and Oreos.